As the recession continues to hammer local developers, the Tampa City Council today approved a proposal to grant automatic permit extensions to developers and homeowners whose projects have been put on hold because of economic conditions. Cindy Miller is the city's Director of Growth Management and Development Services.
We are seeking an amendment to the Chapter 5 code so that construction projects where permits have been issued would enable the permit holder to request one additional six-month extension on top of the 6 months as already identified in the code. It is not an automatic extension. The owner, property owner, or contractor would need to come in and request that extension.
Miller said that the developer must demonstrate cause and that the site is maintained appropriately. City inspectors would review the site before allowing the extensions. The new ordinance would allow a development plan that has already been reviewed to be given a one-year extension. Miller said the impetus for that was the credit crisis, which shows no signs of abating.
We keep saying that it has not yet trickled down to Main Street, the incentives that have been developed from the federal level. And we believe that because so many folks have been caught in this financial situation where they cannot get financing, we believe that that's an appropriate response to give them some more time to be able to initiate construction.
Members of the City Council all were in agreement with the new measure. Councilman Charlie Miranda.
When you look around, and I certainly don't want to see any more defaults or foreclosures, and this, I think, helps the industry and helps the institutions who have putting the money up to consider that it is going to be completed, it is going to be done well and within the regulations of law.
City Councilman John Dingfelder supported the new ordinance, but said that it should have a sunset provision in it.
But I think that if we're doing it because we're in tough economic times, let's all be optimistic enough to say that we're going to get out of these tough times in the next, hopefully, year or two. So as in light of that, I think we need to include a provision of this at first reading today that would sunset this ordinance, I would suggest 2 years from now.